Tom Boone, a member of the Pixagrassi community group, he's joining me on the program today. How are you doing today?
Very good.
You're in here to talk about the big issue with the land up in Pixagrassi, which has been proposed for development the second time now, and there was a recent public hearing about that. Maybe can you break down the public hearing and how you saw it from your perspective?
Maybe you saw in one of the papers they said that there was a really strong showing from the opposition at the public hearing, and we had a great group of people. We went through a whole series of presentations that really hit on all the key points, largely why this land is really unsuitable for development.
Obviously, it's quite a complicated issue, and there's probably a lot of points that you brought up. Maybe can you sum up some of them?
They've developed 45 acres up there. The last few that haven't been developed are the least suitable for development. And so part of it is steep slopes and environmental issues. The other part is where there's really a flooding risk. And that's something new that's come up in this hearing relative to the last one.
Can you speak to that, the new information regarding flooding risk?
The town has a process, and I think it's a really good process, to prevent happening what happened at Cougar Creek in 2013, and where houses were built on sort of an alluvial floodplain where rocks and debris has been carried down in the past from floods like happened in 2013. So they did a risk assessment for this area and determined that there was really a very high flood risk for a large portion of this development, and in particular, the area where they're planning to put these PAH units.
Is there a flood risk in parts of the Pixagrassi that have already been developed that they've discovered with this?
There certainly is. So there's three creeks that flow into this area. Mm-hmm. Some of the houses are actually on some of that floodplain area. And so, you know, if we'd applied this process previously, probably those houses wouldn't have been built there. But now that we have this information, the question is, can you mitigate it? Can you do something to prevent that flood risk? And at first hearing, administration suggested that a fairly cheap berm that a condo association could maintain could mitigate that risk. But subsequently, we found a final report on this risk, and it suggested that it needed to be a large berm on other people's property, property owned by the province, and in the Quarry Lake habitat patch. And the town's own processes say, hey, wait a second, stop, think about this. When you have to build a big berm on other people's property, think about building elsewhere.
The flood risk is something new information, but there was a lot of opposition to the project even before that. And some of it has to do with the 1998 settlement agreement, which there's some questions about the legally binding aspects of it. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Legal questions are always complex. What I can say is the people that bought these houses in the area, we relied on that agreement. The town signed that agreement with the developers. It's the same developers today that are proposing this development that also told the owners in the area that this land would never be developed because of the settlement agreement. They're trying to find another way to add more market housing to the area. We certainly relied on what the town signed, the agreement, and that's what's very unique about this area. People take it seriously.
The first development proposal was rejected, and a large portion of the reason behind that was so-called community need. It didn't fit what town council said was a community need. So the second proposal has more perpetually affordable housing in it. I'm just throwing this out there. If the development was 100% perpetually affordable housing or affordable housing in some capacity, would you still be opposed to it?
That would be a very different discussion. And the settlement agreement says you can develop 45 acres and there can be 404 dwellings in the Pixagrassi, and that's what's been done to date. What it also says is if there is to be any more development, the land should be donated to the town for the purpose of community housing. That's what the settlement agreement says, and I know our group would think very differently if that's what was being proposed, something consistent with that agreement, where all the land was being proposed for public affordable housing type thing or community housing.
Now, I know you were part of a lawsuit as well that was launched as an injunction against this entire process. I understand there's a bit of an update on that.
We decided to discontinue that lawsuit. It was a real tough decision for the group, but given the strength of the material presented at the public hearing, we really wanted town council to make a decision on this, and this lawsuit could have interfered with that. And so this clears the way for town council to consider all the material that was put forward and all these important considerations at the public hearing. And we fully expect that the only decision they can make is to turn it down.
And what are the timelines on things right now? Like, what's the next step in this whole process?
As we understand it, second reading is scheduled at this time for December 15th.
Tom Boone from the Pixagrassi residents, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.